What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is up, TFA fam? Welcome into the first crack at week 6 waivers. I'm going to do my best to not ruin this stream like the one I did earlier. Hope your week 5 is going well. Before we jump into it, I do just want to mention we have bye week starting this week. So we have the Falcons, the Saints, the Jets, and the Niners on bye. We have Kev's team on Sunday Night Football once again. So we're going to try and jump right into this. Kev, go ahead and talk about the quarterbacks you're looking at for week 6.
Yeah, it's kind of a rough week a little bit for streaming options at quarterback. Good thing there's no like elite quarterbacks that are on bye that we absolutely are people are going to be streaming for. But I think there's a few options if you're looking. I have Justin Fields at number one. I mean, he completed 12 of 20 today for 111 yards and had a touchdown. I mean, it was not a great performance, but they didn't really need to do a whole lot in that game against the Raiders. They pretty much controlled the game. Pretty much start to finish. And so, you know, they didn't really have to open him up. And this week they're going to take on Green Bay and they're going to have to open up this offense a lot more. And so I do like Justin Fields in this matchup against Green Bay. Green Bay has allowed the second most passing touchdowns to quarterbacks. They're also missing a good chunk of their secondary as well with Jaire Alexander on IR. So, I do like Justin Fields this week, only roster in 37% of leagues, and he does have that rushing upside. So they're going to have to open up things more. So I do like him. Sam Darnold, rough day for the brand for Sam Darnold today. Only completed 56% of his passes for 177 yards and a touchdown. He threw 3 picks. Darnold should get CMC back next week, which is a positive. They do take on a Vikings defense that has allowed the 11th most passing yards to quarterbacks and are 15th in pass DVOA. So I think this is a good bounce back spot for Sam Darnold against Minnesota. And like I said, getting CMC back, I mean, I was surprised he didn't play this week after all the positives that came out about him this week, but they wanted to be conservative with him, which is probably smart, not get him re-injured. So he should be back next week, which is a good thing for this offense. So Sam Darnold should be wheels back up. Taylor Heinicke, I kind of went back and forth putting him here, but this Chiefs defense is just absolutely fucking terrible. I mean, they cannot stop anybody. Heinicke did fall back to earth today with his worst performance of the season. Completed barely 50% of his passes for 248 yards and 3 picks. He also rushed 5 times for 40 yards. But like I said, the Chiefs defense is an absolute sieve. 31st in pass DVOA. I have no idea how they're going to stop Antonio Gibson or Terry McLaurin for that matter. Hopefully they get Chris Jones back. But, you know, so Taylor Heinicke is kind of a sneaky play next week against the Chiefs defense. That is just horrendous. So, and then after that, you got Teddy Bridgewater, only rostered in 17% of leagues. He completed 24 of 38 for 288 and 2 touchdowns. You know, he has 3 games of 20-plus fantasy points. It faces the Raiders defense. It doesn't really strike fear in any defense. I mean, they're a middle-of-the-road defense. So Teddy Bridgewater continues to play really well this year. And so I do like him. And, you know, Jerry Jeudy sounds like he's not too far off, only a few more weeks away that he could possibly return as well. Yeah. So Teddy Bridgewater continues to play well. And then Carson Wentz, he's only rostered in 13% of leagues. They do get Houston. I completely forgot to take out that last part because clearly Carson Wentz has not played. So you can completely disregard the stats that are there because that has nothing to do with him because they have not played. They play tomorrow night against Baltimore. But, you know, in a game against Houston, I think Carson Wentz, you know, I don't hate it. They have the weapons. So, you know, I think he'd have to be desperate to go there, but it is against Houston, so I decided to put him there. I do think, you know, another couple other guys, maybe like a Jacoby Brissett would be an option if you wanted to. He's played well. They get the Jaguars, but again, it's pretty thin play.
Yeah, as ugly as it is, a quarterback is not great at running back either. Thankfully, we got the news that Saquon Barkley is looking like he's going to be week to week. Other than that, you know, Devontae Booker would be the ad of the week, but I'm not going to go crazy with him. I think if there is I didn't put anybody into the must ads for this week because of that. I think if there would be anybody, I think I would slide Sony Michel over there actually, but he's sitting around 50% rostership on ESPN and Yahoo. So he's not super widely available, but if he's sitting out there, he is the guy that I would grab. Henderson is clearly the lead guy. And we didn't really see Michel involved in this the Thursday game until Henderson got banged up. But that's the problem is he keeps getting banged up. So Michel is someone who, if he's out there and you have the bench space to do it, he's somebody who I would be looking to add because in one of the more explosive offenses in the NFL. Other than that, Devontae Booker, like I said, doesn't look like it's going to be too bad for Saquon. And then you look at his schedule that's coming up. It's the Rams and the Panthers, so not great matchups for him. So don't go crazy, you know, throw a bunch of fab at Booker. Khalil Herbert had himself a really nice game, was definitely more involved than what I thought. Kev, I know you were talking about adding him last week, but I don't think you saw 18 carries coming for him. Damian Williams had 16 himself. Williams edged him in routes and targets. Williams had 10 routes, 3 targets. Khalil Herbert had 7 routes, no targets, and the snaps were pretty even with 34 to 31 in favor of Herbert. He's definitely worth an ad, but again, not going to go crazy. Going to be splitting time with Williams. Fields is going to chip away at some opportunities as well. The schedule here isn't great. Same thing with Booker. They do get the Packers next week, which is a plus matchup, but then it's the Bucs, the Niners, and the Steelers, and then Montgomery is going to be coming back at, you know, sometime around there as well. So again, someone I'm not going to go crazy with, but I do think he is worth a plug and play for next week if you need somebody to kind of get you through. And then just some other guys, Alex Collins, he's sitting around 40% ownership on ESPN and Yahoo, but the formula here is not a great schedule plus Russ Wilson out equals not great, Bob. He's someone who I think is going to continually fall into the, you're probably going to rather play a wide receiver over him unless you went, you know, zero RB and you're desperate at your RB2 spot. You can plug him in because he's going to get some of the work, but I am not expecting much at all from this offense over the next couple of weeks. And I don't care that Geno Smith looked good, you know, until that last drive when he threw the pick. I'm not going to be counting on that going forward. And then just two more guys to add in here if you are desperate, David Johnson and Brandon Bolden, both only really full PPR league options and deeper ones. David Johnson did have another double-digit performance today, but again, his ceiling is going to be very limited in this offense. Brandon Bolden, you know, they didn't really I wasn't expecting them to need him. They were trailing. He only saw 6 opportunities in this game. 4 targets, like I said, only if you're in deep leagues and full PPR leagues am I really looking at either of those guys. And then just, if you're looking for some stashes, throwing in some KC guys here, Darrell Williams. There wasn't many guys I was looking at to really stash, but Darrell Williams, Jerick McKinnon, did see McKinnon seem to be a little bit more involved in today's game. And obviously Williams is the guy to have behind Clyde.
Yeah, I mean, thankfully, Saquon's only going to miss one. It sounds like one, maybe a week or two, something like that. So
yeah,
it was not looking good when you saw him sitting on the side with his shoe off and everything. And that was not looking promising, but looks like he did dodge a bullet, which is good because, you know, Saquon, has been playing really well the last couple weeks. I will add in there that you don't have is Michael Carter. He's only rostered in 54% of of Yahoo leagues. And so, I mean, I know he's not, you know, destroying the world right now, but he is clearly, it looks like, the lead back in this offense. Ty Johnson did vulture a, you know, 1 yard touchdown today, got removed on the goal line for Ty Johnson. But Michael Carter also, you know, received, I think, 3 targets today as well. He's only rostered 54% of leagues. They are on bye, so obviously it's not going to help you this week. But I do think Michael Carter is starting to look more and more like the lead back here. So if he is available, I do think Michael Carter should be added as of now. So other than that, you know, I think that I'm not wasting a bunch of fab to go acquire Devontae Booker. It's a 1 week ad at best. And, you know, I don't know how this offense is going to look. So I don't even know if Daniel Jones is going to be ready for next week. He got knocked out with a concussion as well. That's why I don't have him on the quarterback list, because I don't know what this offense could be absolutely horrendous. So I'm not wasting any sort of fab on Devontae Booker just because he's probably going to get the opportunity. There's nobody else really there. It's Elijah Penny, I think, is the other guy. But other than that, there's nothing else there. So let's jump over to wide receivers, where I think there's a little bit more positivity. You know, I've been saying it. I said it last week. I said it today on the live stream, the Start Sit show, that I think Kadarius Toney is definitely somebody who should be rostered in more leagues. And here we are, 16% rostered, 10 receptions on 13 targets, 189 yards, 29.6 PPR points. He had a 34% target share in this game, has received 22 targets the last 2 weeks, and has been getting elite separation. He has the 7th most with a 2.50 yards of separation, which is 7th most among all wide receivers. So, you know, exactly as we build them, there are also a ton of injuries in this wide receiver room. Multiple injuries to Galladay, Shepard, and Slayton right now. So, I mean, he looks like the guy. Now, he did get tossed out at the end for throwing hands. But, you know, hey, I like the fight. But Kadarius Toney looks electric, right? I mean, he looks really, really good. You know, that was kind of some of the things that you liked about him heading into the year, was because of, you know, you get the ball in his hands and in space. And, you know, he's running a lot of routes. And so, you know, I don't think this he's going away anytime soon. So I think he's going to be a weekly kind of flex option, right? And so, you know, hopefully Daniel Jones is able to play this week and he's able to get back. Because if not, then I would be tempering my expectations for Kadarius Toney. But, you know, if he's going to continue to see this kind of target share, and with all these wide receiver injuries, I mean, he's going to see a massive target share every game. So I don't mind adding Kadarius Toney. Next up, Marquez Callaway. You know, I told everybody to hold the line on Marquez Callaway, and he's finally starting to come through. 39% rostered, 4 receptions on 8 targets for 85 yards and 2 touchdowns today. Good for 24.5 PPR points. He does have a 15.2 yard per reception, which is 21st among all wide receivers, and a 2.21 fantasy points per target, which is 20th among all wide receivers. He has now scored double-digit fantasy points in 2 of the last 3 weeks. He also has 30% of the market share of air yards in the offense. And I actually think it's a positive that Michael Thomas and Tre'Quan Smith will both be eligible to return after their bye week. So, this week. And so I think getting Michael Thomas back, getting some more of these weapons back in this offense will make this offense much more of a functional offense, and really would put Jameis Winston more in the light of, you know, maybe a wide receiver or a quarterback, excuse me, that you want to add, because he's actually not played terribly for the little bit of weapons that they've had. And I think once you add Michael Thomas, you know, into this offense with Marquez Callaway, Tre'Quan Smith, you know, Alvin Kamara, this offense could be much more functional and be able to do a lot more things in the Sean Payton offense. So I like Marquez Callaway. Yes, he's on bye this week, but I think moving forward, I think this is good things for him, because he's definitely the deep threat to own in this offense. Next up, Rondale Moore. You know, here we are again. Rondale Moore went out and had himself a game, 38% rostered, 5 receptions on 6 targets, 59 receiving yards, 3 carries for 38 yards. He should have had a touchdown. He got tackled right at the, like, 1-inch line. I think if they would have challenged it, they might have got it, because it looked like the ball crossed the goal line before he went down. Regardless, he was that close from having an even bigger day than what he had, but still 14.7 PPR points. He was 2nd in targets, only behind DeAndre Hopkins with 9. Listen, he is going to be a little bit boom or bust, right? And so he's not going to be something that on every single week you're going to feel great playing. But I do think he's a viable flex option on a week-to-week basis. They really had control of this game today. They didn't really have to open up the offense, especially in the second half. But Rondale Moore, I think it would be really smart to really get him the ball moving forward. Other than that, you know, we can move over to some of the other wide receivers that I think that you can look at. Rashad Bateman, only rostered in 24% of leagues. If there's any way that you can get him onto your team, I think you really could, because I know they play tomorrow night, but he is would be an option for you to add, depending on who you have. Because I think moving forward, I think he could be a you know, a viable wide receiver four type option here in this offense. It's something we talked about today with this Baltimore offense, is that they're starting to throw the ball more than I think what people expected. He's like 21st in pass attempts, which isn't terrible. I know that's not great, but comparatively what we've seen in the last couple of years from Lamar Jackson, though, they are starting to open up this offense a little bit more, and I think Rashad Bateman makes a little bit more sense. Darnell Mooney, listen, he didn't have to do anything today. Three receptions on five targets, 35 yards. Again, they pretty much controlled this game, but he did receive 25% of the targets. Listen, they're going to have to open up their offense, and he really has been a really solid option moving in this offense. So I like Darnell Mooney. I can't believe he's only rostered like 40% of leagues. That should be much higher with as many targets he's seeing on a weekly basis. Hunter Renfrow, six receptions on eight targets, 56 yards. Has at least six targets or more in every single game this season, and he has scored double-digit PPR points in every game. It's safe to add Hunter Renfrow in PPR formats. He is the security blanket for Derek Carr, and I'm surprised he's still available in this amount of leagues. I didn't have him on here initially, but at 45% rostership, he deserves to be rostered far more than that because he is just being peppered with targets every single week. So, Devontae Parker gets a great matchup this week. He did miss this past week with a hamstring injury, but I do think he should be able to return. Gets the Jags this week. Really had a nice week the week prior to this. And so, you know, Jacoby Brissett continues to look at, Devontae Parker, obviously not this week, but with him back in the fold, I think it went a great matchup against the Jags. I like playing him. I think he's going to be a strong wide receiver four this week for me. Tim Patrick. Really surprised that he is only rostered in 31% of leagues. Seven receptions on nine targets for 89 yards, 15.9 fantasy points per game. He has scored double-digit fantasy points in every week but one. Should be rostered in more leagues. Tim Patrick, you know, gets the Raiders this week. Not really an offense that I'm really all that concerned with. A defense in the Raiders. So Tim Patrick definitely should be rostered more. And then Amon-Ra St. Brown, seven receptions on eight targets, 65 yards, 13.5 PPR points. I don't think he has an incredibly high ceiling, but again, he looks like he is the favorite target for Jared Goff. Quintez Cephas did leave this game, I believe, in the first half, against the Vikings. But you know, I think he has back-to-back PPR, double-digit PPR points. So yeah. I like adding Amon-Ra St. Brown as well as sort of a. I don't think it's a high ceiling, but I think he with bye week starting, I think he can be somebody we can look to plug in as another flex option depending on the matchups. And then past that, you know, I think you have a couple other guys like Josh Gordon. You know, I put him on here. You know, we'll see how much more involved he becomes moving forward.
He's 39% roster already.
Well, you know, the name value really goes a long way for Josh Gordon, right? And so, you know, he has, I think, one reception so far. But this is his first game of the season. It really depends on, you know, how deep your bench is. If you want to add him, I don't hate it. He is tied to Patrick Mahomes. And right. He really well could be the number two wide receiver, carve out that role in this offense. And then Van Jefferson kind of had a down week this week. Didn't really do a whole lot. But, you know, he looks to be the solid wide receiver three in this offense. Deep league. I continue to wait for Bryan Edwards to do something. Like, he had multiple opportunities today. And then he dropped a couple deep targets that he should have caught. You know, it was pretty frustrating. I put Chris Moore on here. I don't know what to think. He had a really good game today, over 100 yards on five receptions and a touchdown. I didn't put him on here as a must-add because he's not a must-add to me. Right. I'm not going to trust this one week of production that he had with Davis Mills. I was shocked the way that this offense played. Davis Mills played out of his mind. And then Elijah Moore, 20% rostered. This Jets offense is just so hard to trust right now. I mean, they're so up and down. And then the rest of these guys, I think if you're like a 16 team league, you could look at. I did put T.Y. Hilton on here. He sounds like he's still a few weeks away from returning.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Saving money on exterior wall lights now at Menards. Find your style with Patriot Lighting. Exterior lights enhance the look of your home. Choose from over 50 options from Patriot Lighting. Now through May 19th, get $10 instant savings on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on in-stock outdoor wall lights. Check out our entire selection of outdoor lights and see the rest of our deals happening now on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Yeah, we'll just finish up with tight end here quickly. A couple guys actually for waivers that are not bad ads here, especially whenever we consider the tight end position just being a dumpster fire in general. Kicking things off, I'm looking at Hunter Henry as an ad. Kind of look like, and we also thought going into the season that Jonnu was going to kind of be the tight end that we wanted to target given his athleticism, the way that he was utilized in the offense with Tennessee. But it looks like Hunter Henry is going to be the guy now. Today against Houston, Henry led the Pats in targets, catches, and yards. Going into this game, there were only route run information for going into week four, so I didn't see what the routes ran were for this game. But going into it, Henry had 115 routes to only 65 for Jonnu. I know Jonnu was banged up a little bit, so that's going to throw it off, but Henry has been the guy. I think it's going to be – this is going to be one of those situations like Dalton Schultz and Blake Jarwin where it's, you know, Jonnu's always going to be involved. It's going to be a little bit annoying. He's going to take some of the, you know, targets and catches away. But Henry does seem to be the preferred option for Mac Jones. Then Evan Engram, you know, with all the injuries that the Giants have right now, Saquon, you know, Shepard and Slayton still out, not sure when they're going to return. Engram looks like he's going to be a viable option as far as tight ends go anyway. Engram only had four targets today, but that was because Kadarius Toney literally ate all the other targets up, and there was no other player on that team that had more than five. It was Kadarius Toney at 13, the next one was five. So nobody else had over five. Engram did turn those targets into those four targets into four catches for 55 yards, so I think you can look at him if you need somebody. And then some guys that are just a little further on down the list. Kev, your guy Dan Arnold coming through, tied the team for in targets with eight with Marvin. Nope, not Marvin Jones. It was, let me see, LaVisca. Nope, wasn't LaVisca Chenault. It was Jamal Agnew who he tied with eight targets. Regardless of that, though, Arnold now has, just in his second game with the Jags, has 10 targets, 8 catches, 93 yards over the last two games. And then Ricky Seals-Jones, obviously with Logan Thomas on IR, if you're in a two tight end league or a 16-team-plus league, he did have 8 targets today, and he had 4 last week. So if you're desperate, if none of these other guys are available for whatever reason, I think you probably could look at Ricky Seals-Jones, and with that matchup against KC that Kev, you were alluding to with Heinicke, probably wouldn't be a bad streaming option. But again, only if you are in some deep leagues.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a I think if we were looking at overall, like just who do I think is the number one waiver ad this week? I think for me, it's Kadarius Toney for the opportunity it lays before him, the injuries that there are there. And, you know, so I do think that, I mean, if you're going to spend fab on him, I think I would probably look at maybe, I don't know, 25-30%, so somewhere right around there. Cause I think people are going to, you know, want to spend up, but I could see people not spending as much, mainly because of the fact that, Daniel Jones being out and everything, or possibly being out this week, you know, and everything else. So, but I do think Kadarius Toney is going to be a viable option moving forward in this offense. I mean, he looks really, really good. It is not just this week. It was the week before too. I don't know what goes on in the Giants. Why they must have the worst training staff in the league, because every year they are just riddled with injuries. They can never stay healthy. And so hopefully Kadarius Toney can stay healthy, because I think that he could be, a really solid option for people moving forward. But past that, you know, I mean, I think Rondale Moore is going to be hit or miss. I definitely would want to add him, and I think he's worthy of a bench spot, but I'm not going crazy because they're just so loaded there. And then from there, you also have, the running backs who – none of them are like must adds. Like, man, this guy's going to be some sort of league winner, because none of them are, because all of them at best for Devontae Booker, it's in 1 week, maybe possibly 2 week ad.
Not a good schedule either.
Yeah, and the schedule is not good. So I would not be spending my number one waiver ad or a heavy fab, on probably anybody other than maybe Kadarius Toney, and that would be it.
Yeah, who would have thought that that's what we'd be saying going into week 6 of the NFL season, considering how much we bashed Kadarius Toney going into it. We do have one last question here from Triple Trey. Then, Kev, we'll let you get back to your Chiefs game. Wants to know, would you rather have Dan Arnold, Ricky Seals-Jones, or Jonnu Smith in a full PPR 14-team league? Had Kittle, but obviously Kittle on IR now. I think out of that group, I think I want Arnold.
Yes.
I
talked about that this morning with him, is that the Jaguars really look to target their tight ends. And so we saw in Darren Arnold's first game. I mean, he'd been there for like 2 days and was already being targeted.
Targets, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was two for 29 last week.
Yeah, and he was close to getting a touchdown again, today. So, I think Darren Arnold is certainly somebody, especially in a 14-team league, I would rather have him than Ricky Seals-Jones or Jonnu Smith.
Yeah, for sure. That's going to wrap things up for us, guys. As always, join the Discord absolutely free. You can find that in the video description underneath. If you click that drop-down box, we will be we're going to have the trends video from Nate coming at you. We're going to have the rankings videos dropping on Wednesday as well. So make sure you are subscribed. Please give us a like, and good luck the rest of week 5, and we will talk to you all very soon.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.